Today I'm talking to Oliver DeLeo about content marketing and social media. We discover how you can share really interesting things before, during and after an event. And also, how you can use your event to create content for an entire year. Hi Oliver, welcome to our studio.
Thank you.
We've been talking a lot in the studio about social media and how to do that. But now we're going deeper in how to create real impact with your social media presence. And then the question is, how do you do that?
Well, the long answer would be it will take you 8 years to gain the experience to get that far. The short answer is we think we know the answers for some types of clients. So what I think is important is to plan ahead. If you plan your content, you can create 364 days of interesting social media from your event. So I think there is a big key to the success of your social media if you're an event manager.
And what kind of content is it then that you create?
So how we see events is as a very special moment, a unique moment in time, maybe the once a year that you see all the people that you want that are relevant for your target audience together. Mm-hmm. So what we could do, for example, it's a weird example. Mm-hmm. If you have an event in June, why not create a Christmas photo card from the board of directors of your event or association, right? Because it's the one moment where probably everyone is together. And it makes a great opportunity to create things for the rest of the year already.
Okay, I understand that. But how do you then make the balance between, you have, of course, during the event, you have to send out some content, you have to do something. And what content do you use then afterwards?
Right, so let's start with the content during the event, right? What we like to do is work with student reporters. They need to have some training and they need some guidance along the way. But student reporters give a great vibrant energy to your event. It's a really nice addition. What they can do, for example, is they walk around with just their phones, maybe a selfie stick, and they ask visitors, what have you learned? Or would you recommend somebody else visiting next year? So really low-key, maybe rough content that you can share immediately. Mm-hmm. Then the other layer is where we create more professional photos and videos. So, for example, the professional videos are an after movie or interviews with professors or with speakers that you've already asked to come and share the knowledge. And those interviews or other types of knowledge sharing, they really allow you to make the peak of your event last longer. Yep. So you have more impact with the people that are relevant for you.
And what about when you are organizing an event, you have, of course, your hashtag and you want not only to publish content yourself, but you ask also to your visitors to publish some content. How do you make a balance between those?
So I think it's important that you have a balance between the rough content and professional content that you're creating, but that's still pushing content out.
Yeah.
And then obviously you want your visitors to share things as well. So that's what we call pool social media content. A very simple hack, for instance, is just show the hashtag everywhere. Every time you prime someone with a hashtag, and if you have screens where all the messages fly by, it really stimulates your audience to share the knowledge that they've gained there as well.
But now you're focusing on knowledge. When I see pictures of a lot of events, it's just me in front of a nice wall or something in the audience. But how do you make sure people share the knowledge?
So let me first say, it's really important to have fun at events on social media as well.
Of course.
So photos at a photo wall, selfies in the audience, speakers making videos from the stage, that's awesome. That's really awesome content. But for example, if you're in a very specialized session, in a workshop, or maybe even in a plenary opening, it's just really wise when the host says, please use the hashtag to share your knowledge. And what we always try to do also beforehand is to raise awareness with visitors that they actually have a task to share knowledge with their peers. No matter what industry you're in, an offline event is always limited in terms of audience. So I think it's important to know that whenever you share something on your Twitter, LinkedIn, Facebook, wherever, that doesn't really matter to me. You help other people get smarter as well.
Yeah. But make sure you have a good hashtag and make it visible then.
Very much. The more visible, the better.
Okay. We've been talking about video content, but you also mentioned photographs, of course. How do you handle that in a correct way?
Well, correct way. I don't know about that. There are so many ways to be active with photography. And also there we make the distinction between before, during, and after. And what we like to do at an event is have live photography.
What is live photography?
So that means that you have instant access to what's happening on a photographer's camera. Mm-hmm. Especially handy if you're organizing a large event, large conference. You have maybe three or four photographers running around. If you have instant access to their, to their memory card, basically, is how the system works. You can see all the photos coming together in the cloud. You might send it to a photo editor in between, but usually within 1 or 3 minutes, you have fully professional footage that you can use instantly online.
Yeah, and that's, of course, interesting when you have, for example, an award show or something and want those people on the Twitter account immediately.
Actually, what we did once is with a pop music event. Mm-hmm. Obviously, the organization knew who was going to win a certain award, but it has to be kept a secret. So backstage, there was a whole team, the marketing manager, the PR manager, a copywriter. Everything was ready to send out the press release with the name of the winner. Very secretive. And then within 3 minutes, they had a choice of professional footage from the stage, from different angles, because there was a team of three photographers. They selected one photo to edit within 60 seconds. 60 seconds later, they were able to send out a press release with a fully professional photo that then appeared on news websites all over.
But it's all about planning, like you said.
Yeah, so what I think is important is when you think ahead and you can plan your content for the next 364 days up until your next event. So we like to help in creating a strategic content planning, mm-hmm, up until the point where we think about which hashtags to use on Instagram.
Yeah. In your opinion, which event is an example for everyone in the matter of social media?
Well, an example in many ways, but also in their conference is the Next Web for me. I really like how they handle their different channels. Each one has a different tone of voice, mm-hmm, but all of them together are very distinctive, the Next Web. They really show their brand personality there. So I'm kind of envious at what they're doing.
Okay, we should all have a look at what they are doing. Oliver, thank you very much for coming over.
Thank you.
And you at home, thank you for watching our show. I hope to see you next week.